Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
how
long
what's for to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what
joy,
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love
with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we prepare to open your word, Father, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us. Now, Father, keep us according to your will and your way. And let the word spoken this morning be yours and not ours. And we ask in this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Going to be talking to you this morning a little bit from the last part of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You know, we started through 15. We didn't get to all the 4. We only got through the first 19 verses. So we're going to be picking up here with verse 20. And as my Bible titled that, The Assurance of the Believer. So beginning here with verse 20, it says, But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward, they are that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the sons also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead raise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead raise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sowed in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth and bring to you and I the message that Almighty God would want us to receive this day. Amen. All right. As we back up here now to verse 20, he starts out by talking about, but now is Christ raised from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Now we know Israel was a land that grew most all their food and stuff. They were always looking for a harvest. And that's why they are using a lot of these narratives as examples to get the truth across. And that's what Paul has done here in Corinthians, is letting them know that there is more to being that born-again child of God, and that there is a harvest out there that he, the Lord our God, is looking for you and I to gather in. This world today has come to the point to where the harvest is really ready to be gathered, because we don't have too much longer to go before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be upon us. And you know, something that came to me, we all need a really set prayer life. Without a prayer life, there is no way we'll ever make heaven our home. When we go to going through our day without prayer, we're not going to be receiving anything from the Lord, because you see, we're not walking in fellowship with him. The word that we have here, this Holy Bible, this word is God talking to you and I. But our prayer life is us talking to God. And without that relationship, we're not going to make it. We need to set a time aside every day, and that time needs to be kept. Now, we don't all have the same set time, no, because there are things that even God himself has us doing that wouldn't let us meet right at a time that I might appoint for you to meet. But it's the time you set. I may be able to pray 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You may not be able to. I may be able to pray at 8 o'clock in the morning. There again, you may not be able to. You may have had to pray earlier because of having to be at work or doing something else that God has you doing. Because we are told we are to work. We're to work or we're not supposed to even eat. The word tells us that. We're not to be lazy, but we're not to let everything stand in the way of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ either. And a lot of us do that. And we need more than one prayer time a day. All of us that have read the scripture, and we know about the Hebrew children,
They prayed three times a day.
And they would always go to where they could face east to pray. We know what kind of power God used to keep them too. Because they got thrown into a fiery furnace that was hot enough that it killed the men that threw them in there. But yet, the Lord was in there walking around with them. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. Wouldn't a hair even singe. Because they found favor with Almighty God. And that's a kind of relationship that you and I have to have with him in order to be able to live as God's word tells us to live. We need at least morning prayer and night prayer. Now here, when we go to, we'll get back here now into this word, in verse 21, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Well, we know that death passed upon you and I because the fall of Adam, when he and Eve took of that tree of knowledge that they was told not to do. And that passed on to mankind. That's what brought that old man death to us. And then we also know that when Christ came into the world, he done away with it. And then he took our sins and the sins of all mankind to the cross with him and to the grave. But then he was resurrected. And as the scripture tells us, that actually he was the first fruit. And we need to walk as he walked. Verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Sometimes we don't stop and think about that. Yesterday, I was sitting at the house, and I'd been praying to God about some things. And he came to me and gave me something entirely different. But it was something I had not thought about in years. Well, I knew about it, yes. But I hadn't thought about it in years. And that's something that I'm going to be sharing with you, God willing, in our evening service. Now, I'll tell you this, it was so touching that it brought me to tears. And not just tears from my eyes, but also tears from my heart. Because we don't stop and think a lot of times. We get so busy with the cares and the things of this world around us. All right, verse 23, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. You see, there's going to be a time to where when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, we understand really that he was the first one to be resurrected. But we will all see that resurrection. Now, today, the children of God, we are not like they were under the law. And when you become born again, you become that child of God. That spirit's not going to die. The spirit's going to live. But there are those that died believing in the Lord Jesus Christ before the church age that are yet still asleep, as the Bible calls it. And they'll raise first. They'll be raised first of all when he comes for the church. Then those that are here and alive will be changed in the twinkle of an eye. And we're going to leave this old celestial body, as the word talks about here, as I read just a little earlier. And we're going to get into that celestial body and go on to be with him. And that change will all, as the word says, it will happen in so quickly that it'll be as a twinkle of the eye. That's what's called fast. Now, 24, he says, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. There is coming a time to where Jesus will be turning everything back over to the Father. Now, he'll still be with us because he is part of the Godhead. He's part of that deity. But things will be turned back over to the Father. In fact, that was his purpose for coming to earth, was to reconcile us back to God. Because man had walked so far away. 25. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Now we know that he is coming back to this earth. He's going to set up and establish his kingdom here on this earth for 1,000 years. And all of us that belong to him will be coming with him. You know, we look around out here now. It's hard for you and I to even be able to think about living here on this earth for 1,000 years. Birthdays ain't going to mean nothing. Because then, there's no death facing you. No death at all. No sickness. No diseases. No sorrows. No tears. Think what a glorious time that will be. Hard to imagine. Now, Number 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Because you see, once everything has been put under him, and he takes and gives everything back to the Father, there'll be no more death. His death and his resurrection, and what has been given back to mankind, will destroy death, do away with it. And all will live through eternity. Even those that are not living with him, that has went on the other way, and in that lake of fire, they're still not going to die. They're going to be in that lake of fire throughout eternity with no way out. They can't blame God, although they will. They've done it themselves because of the way they have chose to live their life while here on this earth. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected, which did put all things under him. 28, when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. That time is coming to where everything that has been put under the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's our way to heaven, is through him. But yet there is a time coming to when we are going to be turned over to the Father, and he will be all in all. Now, Jesus is still going to be existing, yes. But you see, that time of the Messianic kingdom and the function of the Jesus Christ has been all to return everything to the Father. That's what it's all been about. Now, 29, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead raise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? Well, they was those back in the old biblical days that they were going to be baptized for the dead. Someone that had died and passed on, they'd go and be baptized for them. This had also, it got into the Corinthian church. And now Paul's warning them, no. No. But it also lets you and I know, because we have been told to be baptized in the name of Jesus. So we know that according to the word of God, Jesus is not dead. We're not being baptized for him. He's living. He's not dead. He's living. So we're putting on his death and his resurrection. Our life is changing. And it is changing for the purpose of our Father in heaven. And we are to thank him and be forgiven. You know, a lot of us that do pray, and a lot of us pray quite a bit through the day. But there's a lot of mankind out there that don't know how to pray. They actually don't. And yet, Jesus gave us the right example. I don't know how many times in my lifetime I have said the Lord's Prayer, but never stopped to think about why the Lord gave it to the apostles. Did you ever really stop and think about that? You see, it gives us a guide. When you really look at that prayer, because when you say that prayer, if you really stop and look at it, it breaks down in six different categories. And you don't pray just them words, but you keep your prayer in those categories, because it begins by you giving praise to God and thanks to Him. Hallowed be thy name. You're giving praise to Him. So as you pray, praise Him, thank Him for what He's done for you. And then it goes into thy kingdom come. That's what you and I are to be looking forward to, for His kingdom. And there again, it deserves His thanks and His praise that we have been able to become His child and walk in His kingdom. Even while we're here on this earth. It goes in to give us this day our daily bread. And we can then take and begin to thank Him for the things that we have, things He has given us while we are here on this earth, walking through this life. And lead us not into temptation. Thank you, Lord, because I know you're not the one that tempts me. I'm tempted when I'm drawn away by lust, by pride, by selfishness, and by Satan and his demons. You see, it opened up a whole lot there for us to be worshiping God for. But it took a long time for me to learn really what it was about. All right. We come back here now to verse 30. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? 31, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. Now, Paul wasn't talking about taking on physical death every day. But Paul had walked and was walking, spending his time walking in places to where he could die at any time. But he also went through each day dying out to self and living according to the Lord Jesus Christ and letting Jesus live through him. And that's what he's talking about there, about dying daily. It wasn't that he would, this flesh was dying every day, not physical. It was in a way because he was taking and living each day stronger and better and more for the Lord than he was the day before. And that's what we are all doing. We are all learning to walk. We call it walk by faith, but it's walking in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we do it by the study of his word and by standing on his word in faith and living accordingly. Verse 32, if after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me if the dead raise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And we've got so many living that way today. All we're interested in is just the fun they can have in any old way that they want it. And a lot of things they call fun, to me, never was fun nowhere. You know, I know a lot of them in my younger days. Just right here and get falling down drunk. Be sick all night. Next day they're going on about what fun they have. Me, being sick ain't fun. But that's the way mankind, and really mankind's living a whole lot that way today. And it ain't all from drink. It's got a lot of things in there. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Watch what we say, because our words can hurt. Our words can bring death to us. And is bringing death to a lot of people. When actually, there was really nothing there to begin with to bring death on. But their words did it. Our words are powerful. And we're told that in God's word. And we don't stop and think about it. We say a lot of things. Oh, you know, I told somebody this or I told somebody that. But you know, I really didn't mean that. You should have never said it. Now, 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Oh, well, I can't live without sin in my life. So why is he telling me to do that? Because you can do it. You just choose not to. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. When we don't have the knowledge that God wants us to have, Paul is saying, I speak that to your shame. Because we could have the knowledge we need if we would stay in God's word It's all here. There is an answer for any question you have. It's in this book. It's there. You have to find it, but it's there. It'll answer any question you really need. 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thy fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Well, we know this flesh is going to go back to dirt, but this spirit's going to go back to God from where it came. And it's going to go back there. But he goes on to use the seed and planting as an example. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or some other grain. You see, the way we live our life here will depend on what our body becomes hereafter and where it will spend eternity. Whether it will come to glory or whether it will come to damnation. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and every seed his own body. We know that all flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. God takes care of all of them. He made a way to take care of each and every one. And man has done the worst of all because he's chose to walk away from his creator. He goes on to tell us now about the bodies. There are also celestial bodies. That's your spiritual body. That's your heavenly body. That's the body you're going to step out of this celestial body one day and step into. Celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, but one star differs from another star in glory. We're not all called for the same purpose. We are all called to become a child of God, but we all have different things to do. And God uses us according to his needs, in his way, and when his needs arise, and what he equipped you for. The day you were born here on this earth, your life plans had already been made by God for you. Most of the time, we don't ever find out what the plans are, because most of the time we don't go looking for them. And I'm going to come on down here now and get ready to close out with this. I'm going to drop down here to verse 54. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. But we came into this world with that old man of evil in us, that old man sin. And we walked that way until we would meet the Lord Jesus Christ. We have those that right now has not met Jesus and will never meet him because they keep denying him. And they'll never meet him. And they will not put on that incorruptible body. They're going to put on the celestial body, but they're not putting on incorruption. You see, only those that go without sin is going to put on that incorruption. And this mortal, this thing that I live in, it's going back to dirt. But one day, when that happens, you see, I'm going to put on immortality. I'm going to live forever. Now, as a mortal, I'm not going to live forever. But when I put on immortality, I will. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? You see, the grave ain't going to hold you. That grave ain't going to hold that child of God. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. We know what sin is and what is sin because of the law. That's when man became able to know right from wrong. It was when God gave Moses the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the victory comes from. That victory took that sting of death and all the way from you and I came through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Got to stand fast. Unmovable. They can't drag you off of God's word and out of God's word. You're going to stand steadfast right there, regardless of what they threaten you with. And mankind's going to wake up one of these days. He's going to find out he's under that threat. And he's going to have to choose on whether he's going to serve Jesus or he's going to serve mankind out here with this one world government. And when he chooses to serve mankind, shame on him. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's the work we need to be really looking forward to and looking for, as how we can work for the Lord. What can we do for him each and every day of our life? I like to start my morning out by asking him, Lord, lead me to someone today that needs you, or bring someone to me that's in need of you and your word. Give me someone to share with today. And if you do that and you do it from the heart, he will. You bring somebody back. We'll close with this next one. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, regardless of how much you work for him or what it is he calls upon you to do. It's never in vain. It's never for no reason or useless. We are always to be lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ with praise, with honor, with glory, and giving him thanks for what he has done, not only for us, but for all of mankind. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you for times and a place that we can come to share your word with others. And the saints, Father, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more so, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Now, Father, this land of ours, that without any excuse whatsoever has turned its back and walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Work with us, Father. Help us to remove from our government offices those that are standing against the church, against the Lord Jesus Christ, and help us to replace them with ones, Father, that will work for the church, work for Jesus, and work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for our prayer list. As each name is spoken, Father, may the Holy Spirit touch that one and bring about the infilling of whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Amy's husband, Tom, Amy and Tom's young son, Jacob, Terry Coates, Dennis Breeden and his wife, Tina, Brothers in Christ here in Brandenburg, Pastor Smalls and the Glory Bound Church of Irvington, Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg, for the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie. Father, you know the need there. We lift them up, put them in your hands. And that little full gospel church of God there at Akron, Father, take and make all these churches lighthouses, Father. And not only lighthouses, but places of refuge to where the lost, wandering in darkness, can go and find light, and that light being Jesus and salvation, so that they can make heaven their home, Father. Now, Father, for my young friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Aaron, Father, keep them safe. Keep them filled, Father, with thy Holy Spirit, because they walk in places to where, Father, if caught preaching your gospel, will mean imprisonment and death for them. Now, Father, the Johnson family, the Branson family, the Lee family, the Taylor family, my wife's family, for my family, and for all the families that are listening to this message this morning, Father. We ask the Holy Spirit to work with them, to guide them, because we all have family members that are not walking in righteousness. They're walking in darkness. And Father, we're asking this morning that the Holy Spirit take those that are walking in darkness, help to turn them, Father, bring them to the light, and that light being Jesus. For Jimmy Emery, for Sharon, her mother, for Sue, for David, for Jim, for Palance, for Kelly Smith and his wife. Father, all of these, they stand in need of a healing touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch them in a mighty and great way, Father, so they'll know that it was you and not mankind. My wife, Father, there in Brandenburg in the nursing home, touch her, Father. Restore her memory. Strengthen her back, her hips, and her legs, Father, so she can move around, because, Father, they've not had her up. They've not worked with her physically. And, Father, we know that those things are weak. Give them strength, Father. Now, Father, this church, help it to build, Father. Only you can do so. Now, Father, make it your place. Use me, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift me up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to share your word with those that are lost. Help us now, Father, as we are preparing to separate, to go our separate ways until this evening. Help us to meet someone, to share your word with someone this day, Father, to help them grow stronger along that pathway of righteousness. And Father, we ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, remember everyone, now, it's 6 this evening, Eastern time. God willing, we can all be together again. Now, one more thing. I am asking all of you to hear this message. Be with us at 6. I have something special to share with you this evening. All right. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. See you this evening at 6 p.m. God bless.